Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, anyone know what channel the game's on?
We know. Download the Sports on What app today and always know how to watch the game. Satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Subscribe today to start your 7-day free trial. Sports on What. We know.
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
Hey, Steve, throw a hook. Could you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
Sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story. Something that happened right here on planet Earth.
Earth.
And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Mark. Welcome to the Men's Room. Hello, Mark. Mark. Hello.
Hey.
You can tell that he's there, man. There's a phone right there.
Hello, Mark. I try this again. Hello, Mark. Welcome to the Men's Room.
No, Mark.
And he's gone. All right. Well, gentlemen, you'll be facing each other. Let's see. Today, you have your choice of one of three categories. We have bite me. In other words, what did someone find in their food? We have animalized this, where you guess the animal responsible for causing the problem. And finally today, I offer you seriously, where you guess the substance, where you guess the petty conflict that led to violence.
I like bite me. I haven't done that in a while.
Just eat it. Get yourself an egg and beat it.
All right, here is your story. We go to Grove City, Ohio, where Kai Eccles took a bite of his hash browns at a Grove City Waffle House this month. He said he wound up with something unexpected in his mouth. Eccles said he visited the restaurant around 8 p.m. on March 15th with a group of friends, including Mitchell Gressley, both a regular Waffle House customers. Now, Gressley said, quote, out he spat something that was embedded in the hash browns. Gressley said his partner had ordered the hash browns, smothered and covered with cheese and onions, and Eccles took a bite off of his plate. Says, I thought it was gristle, but it was not gristle. Now, the friend said they notified restaurant staff, and Gressley said he completed Waffle House's online contact form, which resulted in a conversation with an apologetic regional manager. Gressley said they've also been communicating with the company's liability department. Quote, it was said that the regional manager made sure that none of her staff was missing anything. So if it wasn't from the restaurant, potentially it could have come from the distribution center. He said the company provided postage to ship the object to the corporate office. He says they're going to investigate it further, whatever that might mean. Now, both Eccles and Gressley said they weren't sure that, not sure what it would take for them to dine at the Waffle House again, in spite of being regulars. So what did they find in their hash browns? A human tooth. A Band-Aid. A fingertip. Or a fingernail. So a human tooth, Band-Aid, fingertip, or fingernail. What do they discover in their hash browns? Man, smothering gravy in that sounds good.
I'll go Band-Aid. I think it's a fingertip.
Fingertip.
Mike? Because they said, right, like they looked in the kitchen. It's nobody from their kitchen.
Correct.
Yeah, I think you'd notice, like, I would just go in the kitchen and be like, all right, everybody put your hands up.
What?
Right? If Mike's got a nub.
Hey.
I know it's Mike.
Hey, Mike, you nine fingers.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Was fingernail one of them, too?
Yes.
Fingernail, yeah.
I think it's the fingernail because they had to check. Again, you know if somebody's got a nub that's missing. You know if somebody's got a tooth that's missing.
They should know.
Band-Aid was the only other one that I had there, so I'll go nail on that one.
What did the guy bite into in his hash browns? A tooth, a Band-Aid, a fingertip, or a fingernail? We'll find out next. You are listening to The Men's Room.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Category is a biting on profile. This Ohio man eating a Waffle House, enjoying some delicious hash browns until they bit into something hard.
Mm-hmm.
Question is, what did this guy bite into? Tooth, Band-Aid, a fingertip, or a fingernail?
Yes, indeed. Let us start with Mike Hawk. Ah! You went with the fingernail.
Damn it.
No. Now we move to Miles Montgomery. He went with the Band-Aid.
Okay.
That leaves V-Tad Smith, who went with the fingertip.
Fingertip.
Oh, no.
No.
Human tooth, man.
It was a tooth.
Which to me, I don't know why. That's just the worst of them in my opinion.
God.
I mean.
Okay.
Holy.
You know. I did it once, right? I chipped a tooth, but I was shooting an oyster. So I thought it was part of the shell, and I kept crunching it. And then, like...
A
day later, I'm like, oh, my God, that was my tooth I crunched up and ate.
That means it was above them. Because if they had to check in the back, like, is anybody... Everybody smiled. Like, yeah. No, that came from up top.
That was so good.
That's the distributor.
God.
Now, for all TV news all the time, it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Ah. All right, your choices today. You got the Jimmys.
Fallon and Kimmel.
Seth Meyers. Stephen Colbert. Weekend Update. Bill Maher. Or Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it Late Night?
It is right there. The title of these guys have teams of talents and writers help them come up with their monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom? Or could it be a the Ted Smith original?
A British woman says her one-year-old son ate her father's ashes. So in a way, he does have his grandpa's eyes.
Wow. SNL.
Ted Smith.
That's SNL.
A British woman says that her one-year-old son ate her father's ashes. So in a way, he does have his grandpa's eyes.
And entertainment news. Yet another Mexico City has come out to announce that they are not hosting the new version of the Fire Festival. And at this point, if you buy tickets to the Fire Festival, you should just throw your money away.
At you.
Yeah, the Tisma.
Yeah. Why would anybody think it's ever going to happen?
Well, he made this big announcement, said it was somewhere in Mexico, and the first thing the Mexican authorities said is, we're not saying it's not going to happen. What we're saying is, this is the first we've heard about it.
Right. Two cities have come out now.
Yeah, like, we have no idea what the hell he's talking about.
Subway has partnered with Doritos to offer a new footlong nachos, but I don't love the slogan. Eat this out of a trough, you pig.
That's a no.
Bill Maher.
Weekend Update.
Subway has partnered with Doritos to offer new foot-long nachos. But I don't love the slogan, eat out of this trough, you pig.
The restaurant chain Hooters has filed for bankruptcy. Apparently their business model was a bust.
SNL.
Bill Maher.
That's SNL.
The restaurant chain Hooters has filed for bankruptcy. Apparently, their business model was a bust.
That one took a minute for people to get. A ballet dancer broke the record for the longest distance covered while performing a split on two moving ATVs, which also inspired the new TV show Vagina 911.
SNL.
Yeah, I'll say.
Yeah, it's SNL.
A ballet dancer set a new world record for longest distance covered while performing a split on two moving ATVs, which also inspired the new TV show, Vagina 911.
So a couple... By the way, how did she set a new record?
And what is the old record?
Correct.
Right.
Did you see the picture of that?
No.
I mean, to her credit... She's just doing the splits on the back of these, but it's just like, I don't know why. Like, and I'm saying, who set the original record? Was there a record even to be broken?
I don't know. I really don't know.
So last week we talked a lot about SNL and how Morgan Wallen was on there, and he didn't do the standard thing where you stand around at the end and say, you know, say bye to people and everything. So basically SNL, you know them. They kind of, and then of course he posted his private jet, said, get me back to God's country.
Yeah.
Obviously he knows a little bit what he's doing. He's already made merch that says, get me back to God's country. Yeah. SNL still had some fun with it. What was he going to say? In the cold open, the guy that's playing President Trump, I forget what the stat was, but he goes, get me back to God's, you know, get me back to God's country.
I made a picture up of McDonald's characters on a beach.
That's right, because he put a tariff on McDonald's.
Oh, right.
And then the second time, when during Weekend Update, Colin Jost joked that money's leaving the stock market faster than Morgan Wallen at Good Nights. So, who knows? But yeah, they obviously were going to take a couple shots at it. It was pretty good. Also, like I thought it was a good episode. Jack Black, obviously a lot of singing because he likes to sing.
Yep.
But there were some good ones in there. And then some of the weird ones later in the show, as I was telling Throws, a really good one was just, hey, anybody come up to play? It's just a lot of bass players. So take what you want out of that. Now, over the weekend on Saturday, you did have the Final Four. First game, it was all right.
Mm-hmm.
Florida came out and just kind of dominated. The second game was great, though.
And it's over! A return to national prominence for the Gators. Florida will play for the national title. And what Todd Golden and the Gators will be looking for now is a championship.
They do the chop.
Oh, championship. Okay. All right, all right.
The dream remains alive for the Houston Cougars. A furious comeback to knock off Duke and advance to the national championship game.
Now, did you guys watch that Duke game?
I did not see anything.
All right. So I was at Buddy's house, and, you know, shout out, went over to our other buddy's place, Dino's Pub, over there in Renton. So we're watching that second game.
With Men's Room IPA on draft.
Yes. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people in there, right? And there's a decent amount of Duke fans.
Sure.
So me and my buddy, we're going to go watch F1 later. So Duke goes up, and I mean, a couple times people have called game. There's about a minute and a half left. You know, we get our food to go. We're tabbing out. And at one point, I thought my buddy left to go back in there. And it's like, holy crap, there's still a chance. And then Houston pulls it off. The last second, you know that ball is going to Cooper Flagg.
Mm-hmm.
And it did. And he just leaves it on the front of the rim. And look, I know it's not Coach K coaching that program anymore. But Duke is just such a historic program and just known for fundamentals and this and that. It was just shocking to see them actually kind of blow that lead in the last minute of a game. Now, as a Maryland fan...
That's awesome.
Right. I once saw Jay Williams score 9 or 10 points by himself in a minute to beat the Terps at home. So I was like, this is... turnaround's great. You know, screw them. But, just kind of a wild one. And then I'm glad to see they're not in the championship.
Me too. I was going to say it makes tonight more interesting, doesn't it? Than just Duke again.
You know, I would think so. I didn't realize that Houston, you know, back in the day they had Phi Slamma Jamma with Clyde Drexler and Akeem Olajuwon. I didn't realize that they never won a title.
Okay. Oh, you know what? I didn't either. But back to just basketball in general, or football in general. It's not that you hate the Chiefs. It's just like we have somebody else out there.
Yeah, that's all.
You know, and they got their ass kicked. It's like the women's. Wow, Connecticut. Where did they come from? Out of nowhere? Like, I would just prefer to see a little bit of new blood on these games and make them, I don't know, just... I was hoping someone else would be better than those teams, but they're not.
Yeah, I will say, I did watch the... yesterday also, I got up early to watch Ovechkin score that goal, which was pretty cool see in person.
Very significant.
There's very few records that I'll ever kind of stand for that long. The only thing I compare it to was seeing Cal Ripken break Lou Gehrig's record. But my buddy said...
you see that coming.
Right, we knew it, right?
Like, you knew the date.
If you went to the games in Baltimore, they'd flip the sign. You know, like, it wasn't like he was going to call out close to it.
Yeah.
So you saw, but this one, like, you had to pay attention and watch it. But
and credit to Ovechkin on one thing, man. He had the opportunity to break the record in a previous game, but it was an open net.
Right.
So he said, did not take the shot because he's like, dude, I'm not going to break the record on an open net, right? And I thought, that's the ultimate tribute to someone. Like,
right, I'm going to beat you for him to score that goal on a power play on a spot on ice that is like where he scores the bulk of his goals from. Yeah. Like, everybody knows, like, Like, basically, if you score a goal from that spot on the ice, you could be like, oh, what are you, Ovechkin?
Yeah.
So that was cool to see. I did watch the women's NCAA championship game. You're right. UConn's historic, this and that. But it had been 10 years since they won a title.
Sure.
So I thought that was pretty cool to see, especially like Paige Beckers, who had been hurt in this, and the other girl, I forget her name, for them to come back. But did you see that ad that Nike ran right after that?
No.
Oh, my God. It was like for Husky dog food. And it was just like, all Huskies do is win championships. Like like UConn, basketball, Nike. And I was like, I don't even like UConn, but I'm getting kind of effing fired up for it.
I'll tell you what. It's weird. It's cool to see someone break a record that's been on the books for that long.
From that, Andy did it in the same number of games that Gretzky got.
We never saw Luke Gehrig. You know,
no.
We remember Wayne Gretzky, but I don't know how many games I saw him play. Maybe a few with the Kings, a few maybe with the Rangers, but you know, not any.
Did he play?
Not any in Edmonton.
You know? Right, he was right. He was famous for the Oilers and then the Kings.
Yeah,
Messier went over to the and won a title with the Rangers.
But we saw one in our lifetime that will need to be broken, and it won't be broken in our lifetime. And it's Tom Brady. Like, we saw the guy set the record, beat it, but still aggravating as F to watch him do that.
It was. But it really
other
was.
Other than the Tampa win. But other than that, I mean, like, that's a record that'll probably never be broken in our lifetime. I can't see that happening.
Well, right, and that's been a big conversation, right, especially for Ovechkin. That just took so long.
You played the sport.
And to his credit, he's been on the same team the entire time. Like, I just don't know if we will see that again.
I would doubt it.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And frankly, like, with basketball, just with the three-point line and how everybody scores, like, and look, I'm a LeBron apologist, but, like, him winning, like, or breaking the record for most points is, like, you can see that coming.
Sure.
You know what I mean? I feel like that record will be broken again. Maybe home runs in a season.
Maybe.
Might
sure.
stick around, but, like, yeah, like, I would have a hard time seeing anybody break that record that Ovechkin set.
And more importantly, he won't fall out of a window.
I also just loved, I was showing Mike, man, they had like a private restaurant or whatever, they rented out, and like he walks in with his wife, and everybody's, hey, and like this woman that works there just walks straight up and hands him two bottles of beer. I said, he is, in the D.C. area, he is legendary for, I guess, going out, like drinking beers. Like, I don't think he goes out all the time, but when he does, if you run into him, he's supposed to be, it's like what you think drinking with a fun Russian would be like, right? It's like, yeah, get over here, do this, do that.
And Russians are known for being fun.
Right, not always, but yeah.
I tell you joke now. You laugh.
We live on the West Coast, so obviously it's not that big of a deal for us, but I will say, I'll go blue in the face saying this when it comes to college sports. Like that national title game isn't going to tip off to almost 6 p.m. our time, right?
Mm-hmm.
That is 9 p.m. on the East Coast, right? Like, all right, maybe your kids are off for spring break or something.
Yeah,
like,
so. But you still might not go to work.
Right, like, what if your son is a big Florida Gators basketball fan?
It would suck.
Right, that game doesn't start till 9, so you go, you have to sit up basically till midnight. Like, I know those games are only...
Back to the Monday Night Football rule.
But Monday Night Football at least starts at 8:15.
I know, but that was the one. That was the one night I could stay up late.
Right.
Other than the weekends,
like, you can let them stay up.
You can watch Monday Night.
But I'm just saying, for kids, like, sometimes you try to stay up, you go to sleep. I'm just like, I don't know, man. It's college. Like, it sucks for us out here on the West Coast, which started a little bit earlier. Let the kids watch the damn sport, Mike.
Yeah.
But yeah, national title game tonight. If you want to watch that, that's on. It's Houston and Florida over on CBS.
Thank you, Ted. Headlines are coming up. You're listening to the Men's Room.
I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order is backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday early access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Walmart loses $20,000 in merch to the fastest man in all of Mexico. Meanwhile, a parachuter gets stuck on the roof of a stadium. That was not part of the show. Kids stuff their brother in a claw machine to steal some toys for them. After spending $1,000, Mans learns that his tarot readings, their abilities were slim. And an emu on the loose for a year, upset to be back in a cage. It's time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my car.
All right, our top story. We're going to Russia, where a group of kids were caught red-handed. Video has surfaced of the trio as they descended upon an arcade claw machine, but they had no intention of playing fair, Miles. The video shows as they surround the machine and proceed to stuff the youngest of the siblings into the prize door of the machine as he begins to drop stuffed animal after stuffed animal down the chute. This kid had to be, like, what, 4 or 5 years old, something like that.
About the right age. This is ingenuity. These are these kids problem solving.
Damn right.
It really is. I mean, seriously.
They clear out the claw machine before successfully pulling little brother back out, and that's the feat.
Yeah,
the number of kids that have been stuck inside these machines, they made their escape. Whether the thieving kids were caught remains a mystery, as well as if they're even looking for them, which I kind of agree with Miles. Like, all right, you guys figured it out.
Yeah.
You fooled us.
Time to drop stuffed animal out of window.
You grab bear and give to me.
Hey, the fun of the game is trying to get it, though.
Right.
I'm an expert, so.
Hell yeah. That's why Ted promulgates it. He's the expert at it. That's something that you learn later on in life. It's like, the fun of the whole thing is not the stuffed animal. It's a POS stuffed animal that they bought for a buck.
Yeah. I have like 4 tiny stuffed animals in my house that I have nothing to do with, but I'm just obsessed with playing the game.
Exactly. Right, because you know you can get it. Doggone it, they need to tighten up those teeth, too. Pisses me off every time I grab something that falls right out of it.
That's the idea, man.
I know, and it sucks. It's a bunch of garbage. In other news, a man in Florida is the latest to be arrested for stealing from the highest end of shopping centers, Walmart.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Nicknamed Speedy Gonzalez for whatever reason. The man was caught, like so many others, manipulating the self-checkout stand. They're going to take... They're going to take this away if they keep on doing this crap.
Maybe that's why he's doing it.
Right?
I hate self-checkout.
You guys heard of the method that some are using called the banana method, in which they take the barcode, usually meant for bananas, they stick it over the barcodes of other items to get out by paying less. They're starting to check receipts at the door. So when they see that you bought 900 bananas and you just have a cart full of stuff, don't worry. They're going to catch
it. Oh, do you know what he was doing?
Oh, yeah.
He was buying waste containers with a lid, like the kind that you would press your foot down on in the kitchen. He was just stuffing it full of whatever he could find.
And just scanning that.
And scanning the garbage can full of stuff that he stole and stuffed in it.
Exactly. Which, honestly, I think that's a decent idea, other than the fact that I feel like everybody that buys a garbage can has the lid separate stuffed into the garbage can. Nobody has a closed garbage can coming out the door.
But if you're working security at Walmart, you're not really thinking about it. You're like, all right, dude, bought a trash can.
Exactly.
What's the big deal?
Just like Miles said, he was filling garbage cans and scanning the garbage can itself and then walked out. But luckily, loss prevention not being born yesterday was able to capture him, and now he's been arrested.
I mean, sort of. He did it multiple times. They finally figured it out and saw him on video. But did you see what he was stealing?
No.
Like, what would you steal? Maybe, I don't
electronics
know.
Of some kind.
Electronics, games. Steaks, watches, jewelry. He was stealing, like, Nicorette gum, diabetes strips. Seriously. So, dude, obviously, he had some health concerns.
Bro.
Yeah, so it was like Nicorette gum, diabetes strips, and maybe one thing that, like, you know, a watch.
Sure.
But overwhelmingly...
It's not like the watches or Rolexes that they got there in the Walmart. They're like 15 bucks. Unless
EKS, you know what I mean? But yeah, so he was stealing stuff I assume he needed, but still. It wasn't like high-dollar item.
At that point, just steal it, dude.
Put it in your pocket.
If you see somebody stealing food at a grocery store, it's like, okay, then, you know...
Probably hungry.
It makes sense, right? If you're stealing diabetes medication and Nicorette gum.
Yeah, we're like, he needs the diabetes pills, and obviously he's trying to quit smoking.
I'm not going to condone theft here, but like, I was like, you're going through a lot of trouble to get something to eat. Just honestly, people would might look the other way if you just pocket
it. Oh, dude, I don't smoke. I just like the taste.
Sexy. He's just got the black market. Man, you need some Nicorette gum?
I got it.
Diabetes pills?
I got them.
You Jonesing, dude? I got you. Sometimes grand displays don't go as planned. We go to the UK where a soccer game had to be delayed. To start Sale's Championship Cup match between Sale and Toulouse, they organized a parachuting in of the game ball using three skydivers. Luckily, two of the three were able to land just fine, and they did deliver the ball. The one with the ball did land, so it's all good. But the video is going viral of the third member of the group who had a little snag, literally. As he descended into the stadium, he floated a little too close to the awning that covered spectators, and it snagged his chute, leaving him dangling above the crowd in the field. Did you see this video, Ted?
No.
Oh, God.
Just imagine.
Crews scrambled to grab a platform crane to reach him and get him back on the ground safely, but the match did need to be delayed for 40 minutes.
Keep in mind, the first thing they did before they got the cherry picker, he's hanging up there, and because it's a championship match going on, they had, I don't know, like family fun outside.
Oh, yeah.
They grabbed the bouncy castle that was outside.
Just jump, buddy.
Just in case. And put it under.
It is a great video. You should check it out if you haven't seen it. To Florida, where a man's future betrayed him. He walked out to his car one day to see a flyer offering a tarot card reading for $20. What happened in the ensuing days was him going through the reading, being told that he needed a $700 spiritual cleansing, which led to her asking how much he had in his savings account, which should have been the red flag. But then she asked him to bring $3,000 of the $8,000 he had to his name to be used in a ritual, promising that it would be doubled and returned in the same day.
Come on.
You can imagine the rest. The ritual ended and the money had mysteriously disappeared, and she cut off communication with the man altogether. Police were called and the woman was arrested on fraud charges. Man. Do the spirits care about money that much?
Where was this? Florida?
Apparently.
Yeah. Okay, look. What do we know?
Old people.
We know for a fact, if you want to get a good reading in life.
Oh, yeah.
It's got to be from California.
California. That's where the legit ones are, dude.
California. Not Florida.
No.
Not first thing that comes to mind.
Go to Florida.
Not Florida. Go to California.
Idiot.
Florida fortune teller.
Yeah.
One day yanking enough sleeves on your shirt. Oh. You will drink a Bush Light all morning. One of your friends fishes.
But just in case those stories left a bad taste in your mouth.
Thankfully, there's good news.
We go to New York where an amorous bird is getting what she wants. Local authorities received multiple calls about a bird that was loose in the area, an emu that had been evading capture for some time.
Emu.
With no new reports of escaped emus, they determined that it was an emu that had never been captured after going missing last year, having survived the long winter on her own.
You'll never capture me.
Now that we're in mating season, it appears that the female emu had found herself at a local preserve safari, which houses male emus that drew her attention.
You like that, Cloaca?
Animal authorities were able to capture the bird and take her into quarantine, as is required for all new entrants, and she will soon be released into the enclosure with the rest of the emus where she can finally mingle with the male.
All those dude emus are like, come on, girl.
Come on, baby.
Was she hanging out outside of this? No way.
Yeah.
Huh.
Hey, she wanted to get laid.
All right. I want in there, man. Yeah. Let me in. I want to see what that's all about.
Swingers Club.
Damn right. Men's Room Sports brought to you by the fine folks at Sports On What. The Mariners suffered their first sweep over the weekend against the Giants, marking them 0-3 in series so far this season.
Series is.
Let's hope they bounce back in the next series as Houston comes to Seattle. So that's where we're going to go.
Did you hear the right fielder banging?
Polanco. Oh my God, dude.
Jesus.
That was a bad one. He got carted off the field.
That's a hell of a catch.
It was a hell of a save, but damn, dude. At what cost? What you got tonight? You got NBA basketball. The college championship hoops are winding down with another game tonight. Kraken hockey against the Kings and Mariners baseball as the Astros are in town. To find out where and when to watch all those games in one convenient location, it is called the Sports on What app. As far as your weather, more clouds with periods of rain bringing things down to a low of 46 tonight. Tomorrow's going to look a lot the same. Cloudy with bouts of rain in the earlier hours, clearing up in the afternoon and setting the stage for some sunshine later on this week. That is it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawkins out.
Thanks, sir. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time as we sit and spin. The lovely Jolene is up next. Yes. Indeed, it's all true, but in the meantime, well, we be all about this bitch. So until next time, please do what you do best, and for Aletha's sake,
Stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Some people play by the rules, but the real game changers break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we're talking to the risk takers, the rebels, and the ones rewriting the playbook. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.